As the winner of the Golden Voice competition, I have been asked to give you a few words of advice on how to make the most of your voices in telephone operating. There is no need for me to dilate on the importance of the voice in this connection. It is all important. By it, the subscriber judges you, and not only you, but the whole of the telephone service. You may not know how you get a call through, but he can pretty quickly tell from the tone of your voice whether you are doing it well or badly. If you can strike just the right tone and inflection, you will inspire him with confidence, and he will regard you as a friend. Otherwise, you can look out for flashing signals and all the kinds of unpleasantness which a subscriber can devise. But once make the subscriber feel that you are there to do your level best for him, and you will find him far less of an ogre. You have all made private calls yourselves. What did you think of the voice of the operator who answered you? Was it just right? Was it dreamy or businesslike? Was it curt or courteous? Could you have summed up the efficiency of the operator from her tone? You could. Very well, then. Give the subscriber credit for being as intelligent as yourself. He can tell just as easily as you can whether the operator is a dud or a live wire. None of us want to be thought dud, and there is really no reason why any of us should. We all have good voices. We are all intelligent enough to use them properly if we will only bring ourselves to make the effort. In any job, a pleasant, well-modulated voice is an asset. To a telephonist, it is invaluable. Most people have good voices, but as soon as they begin to use them for anything but conversation, they seem to become voice conscious and start to do amazing things. A small child is told to read aloud from a book. Immediately he starts to read, he pitches his voice in a key that is tones away from normal and either shouts or mumbles indistinctly. Well, I have heard a telephonist operate in a voice that is so different from her natural speaking voice that it is difficult to realize that they both belong to the same girl. In both cases, the thing that is lacking is control. For the child, when he gets older, he will learn that it is no more necessary to shout when reading aloud than it is to shout when talking to anyone. The telephonist should know that her own nice speaking voice, the one that helps to get her the job in the first place, is the one she should bring to the switchboard with her and use. Now, control means thinking. And as most of the things you have to say are thought out for you, all you need think about is how to say them. This doesn't mean that you should stop and think hard before you use every operating expression. You certainly wouldn't have time at a busy board. But it does mean that when you are learning your expressions, you should think about them and learn them intelligently. Don't just memorize the words, but get the sense of them. It's just as easy to say, "I'm sorry, the number is engaged," and make the subscriber feel that you regret not being able to connect him, as it is to say, "I'm sorry, the number is engaged," leaving the subscriber entirely dissatisfied and feeling that you don't care two hoots what happens to his call. Try to feel sorry for the delay in getting the call through and the inconvenience caused to the subscriber, and you will be able to express it in your voice. Now, although a good voice is not rare, good diction is. In fact, I think it would be quite safe to estimate that 50% of the population would not get more than fair in an examination in diction. Many people who are up to par in other ways are very untidy and slipshod as far as diction is concerned, and the worst of it is, they don't seem to realize it. Now, if your diction isn't all it should be, you can do a great deal yourself to better it. Listen to yourself talking sometimes, and maybe you'll be surprised at the number of final consonants you lose or the vowels you mangle. Or listen to a friend, carefully, and in your own mind, just see how many marks you'd allot for diction, and then try to find out if you make the same mistakes yourself.